Amazon has everything for every kind of Father's Day. Whether that's a waffle maker for his beloved breakfast in bed.
Come to Papa.
Mm-mm. Or new pickleball paddles for some friendly father-son competition.
Come to Papa. Yeah!
Or gifts like a steel shaker for his signature dad hat and cocktail.
Come to Papa.
Ooh. From cookware to sports gear, shop everything for Father's Day on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Second and goal at the one. He's in the gun. Hands it off. Plunge off the left side. That's a touchdown for Pitt and Derek Davis to give the Panthers the lead with 32 seconds to go.
Listen to that jubilation.
It's great.
38-34, the final score of last year's Backyard Brawl. We now know the kickoff time for that game. It's 3:30 on September 13th. We know the kickoff time for the first two games of the season as well. Joining us to get into that and much more is Pat Narduzzi, head coach of Pitt Football. Good morning to you, Pat. How you doing?
Hey, good morning, guys. I'm doing outstanding. How about you guys?
We're doing fantastic.
We're doing great. It sounds like you're not going to be hanging out with EJ Borghetti as much anymore. We're burying a lead here. That was the biggest news that came out yesterday. EJ moving on up.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I'm really happy for him and his family. It's a great opportunity. You know, he's worked, you know, Pitt Athletics and Pitt Football for a long time. He did an unbelievable job, as you guys all know. And, you know, we're sad to see him go, but I'm happy for him and his family, and we wish him all the luck.
Coach, the first three games of the kickoff times were announced yesterday, and, you know, Duquesne, you kick off the season. I'm so shocked that it's taken this long for Pitt to play Duquesne. I mean, we're neighbors, we're brothers, we're sisters, and I'm honestly excited to see Duquesne at Acrisure Stadium for the first time ever in my lifetime. But I'm so shocked that it took this long for this game to happen.
Yeah, well, I haven't been here that long, so you know, I'm excited to play Duquesne. Jerry Schmidt is a great guy, tremendous football coach. They'll be really excited. We know that. I mean, you talk about Pittsburgh ball bringing it all together, and so I'm excited about you know having a really front yard brawl, I guess, right, with Duquesne right here in Pittsburgh. So it should be a lot of fun. Heck of an opener at noon, and I'm looking forward to it.
Pat, I was talking with one of my good friends who's a Pitt fan, and he said, you got Holstein back, and you look around the country, how many quarterbacks are coming back for another year? I mean, do you think that gives you guys a leg up as you move into this season?
You know, it's amazing you say that. I mean, it used to be the quarterbacks were your guy, and, you know, with Eli being a redshirt sophomore and being back, we're excited, obviously. But it's so sad that you have to kind of say that, you know, quarterbacks don't return. They just transfer somewhere else. And but we're fired up for Eli now. Gosh, to have him back. People forget, I think he was just a freshman last year, you know, getting his first start, you know, and first year under his belt. So we'll be way better at that position and on offense, I think, with another year of Cade Bell, you know, running the show over there with the offensive staff. And Eli's an unbelievable player. We saw him make plays. He's like the magician in the pocket at times. So, you know, I'm excited to see, you know, version number two of Eli.
Coach, the last game of this series of the Backyard Brawl this year, and then it comes back, goes away, and then comes back in 2029. Do you have a relationship with Rich Rodriguez, who's now back at West Virginia? Have you guys crossed paths? Have you ever coached against each other?
Yeah. You know, we get the 2 years off, which I think somehow, some way, maybe you guys can get this done today on the radio. Let's get it going again next year. I mean, there's got to be a way to move your schedule around, get rid of somebody. Let's put this game back on the schedule again. I'd love to get that done and not have a layoff for 2 years before we bring it back. But, yeah, I know Coach Rodriguez pretty darn well. He was at Michigan when I was at Michigan State, so we, you know, obviously hit each other on the road and played each other up there, and actually played him when I was at Cincinnati. We played West Virginia. So I've known Rich Rod for a long time, and heck of a football coach. He's brought a lot of passion back there, into Morgantown, and I know they're excited, to get it going. I know he'll be ready to go.
I know, at least I think you both seem similar to me, Pat, that you're both old school guys coaching in the new modern version of college football. I think they're going to have like 80 new players on the roster this year. And I imagine that he's doing it through gritted teeth. And Dorn and I were talking, I mean, do you ever get a day off anymore with the state of things?
Well, we try not to have 80 players, that are brand new. So that gives you at least 2 days off at some point during the year. Now we get our days off. Trust me, we get our days off. As when the portal closes, opens up, all that stuff. It's crazy. But if you're organized like we are and detailed, you have time to breathe and really do the things you'd love to do. I mean, when you have time off, we want to coach football. We want to talk about the X and O's and strategize.
You talked to Kevin Stefanski last week, the head coach of the Cleveland Browns. Obviously, Kenny Pickett is a quarterback on their roster this year. And, you talked to him just to kind of inform him what type of player he was getting. And do you think that Kenny's going to have a legit opportunity in Cleveland to really revitalize his career at quarterback?
Yeah, I mean, we talk about revitalizing. He hadn't been in the NFL that long. You know how long, Dorn, it takes to really get your feet, solidified. I mean, he's going to a new offense up there with a new head coach. But the thing that we all know about Kenny is, he grows every year. He'll be a year better up there. He's matured. And he's a competitor. That's why he left Philadelphia. He didn't leave Philadelphia because they didn't want him. He left Philadelphia because he wanted an opportunity to start. And he's a risk taker, I would say, because he could have stayed in Philadelphia, won another Super Bowl probably. But that's not what he's worried about, is putting a ring on his finger. And he wants to go play football, and that's what you got to love about him. The guy wants to get on the field and wants to help his team win. And Kenny's going to do great up there.
Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Pat Narduzzi, head football coach at the University of Pittsburgh, joining us here on the show. How are things going with Allen Green? Things have changed a lot at Pitt and everywhere, really, over the course of the last year. I wouldn't say you guys are in the infancy of your relationship any longer. How do you like working with this guy?
You know what? We've really had a great time. I mean, he got here about mid-season, so he hadn't been here a year. And you talk college football, you talk change. I mean, everything you've talked about is the change in this and change in that, and then we've also got that change in athletic director spots, but that one's been outstanding. He's had that experience in the SEC. He's been at Auburn, been at Tennessee, and we're grateful to have him here in Pittsburgh for sure. I just think the vision that he's got, our Chancellor Gable's got, we're kind of moving in the same direction as what we need to do. And he's been outstanding. We had a big golf outing out at Laurel Valley a couple weeks ago. He's out there. I think he shot 85. He's a lot better golfer than I am. Okay, I can tell you that. But he works at it. He gets the big picture, and he's got a vision, and he's got ideas for the future here at Pitt.
Coach, I wanted to ask you this last week whenever I saw you. How do you watch football whenever you're not coaching football? Like, it's different for everybody that has been involved in the game. At one point, like, do you sit back? Like, say you have a night kick on a Saturday. Will you sit back and, like, watch some other college games as a coach, from a coach's perspective, or as just like, hey, I love football and I just want to watch it?
I love football and I want to watch it, but you have to watch it as a football coach. I mean, you're watching everything. I mean, it's just like I'm sitting in the press box. as I watch a game. I'm looking at the formation, naming the formation, naming the backfield set, the splits, you know, looking at coverages, looking at see, you know, what they're doing offensively or defensively. So I think it's hard not to watch it as a coach when you've been a coach. I think as a kid you watched it just to watch the game and see, you know, what the quarterback's going to do and who's going to throw it to or hand it off to. But you watch it as a coach, and you know, and it could, it's not like it's work. It's still fun.
You think that's how I watch it, Doran?
Yeah, that was exactly what
that's
I was
right. I'm breaking down formations.
Yeah, you're breaking down splits and everything.
Now, my feet are up. There's a cold beer in my hand.
Yep.
Pat Narduzzi, our guest here on the Fan Morning Show. I did want to ask you one more Brawl question. People are so excited. 3:30.
I was waiting for it to come. I was waiting for it to come, Adam. I was waiting.
A 3:30 kickoff.
A good one.
Well, I was going to say, I mean, I think you might find that the fans are a little less liquored up this time than last time. I think it was, what, a 6 p.m. kickoff whenever it got back to Morgantown.
Yeah.
But I just wanted your thoughts on how this rivalry, now that you played it three times as the head coach at Pitt, compares to other rivalries you've been a part of, Michigan State, any of the other ones.
Yeah, they'll definitely be probably less liquored up, probably less likely, you know, to throw a full bear can at you on the field. Hopefully they'll still be interested in drinking it first, and maybe it's an empty one. I tell you what, Adam, this rivalry goes, you know, probably right at the top or near the top of rivalry games I've played in. And if, you know, the people in Pittsburgh have never been to the Backyard Brawl, it is one of the best, if not the best, you know, in the country, in my opinion. You know, and again, what makes a great rivalry? You know, there's a lot of hate in this rivalry. You know, I've been around a lot of rivalries, but the hate that West Virginia has for Pitt, you know, the disrespect, to me, that makes a rivalry. Sometimes it's not clean. You know, I know there's a lot of Pitt fans that don't want to travel down to Morgantown, you know, because of that. But it's right up there at the top. I mean, I was in the Michigan State rivalry for 8 years prior to coming here, and you know, that Penn State, you know, Pitt one, which we, you know, still trying to figure out why we don't play that game still. But you know, we should be playing West Virginia and Penn State every single year. And I'll go on record as saying I'm ready to go right now. Let's line it up, especially in these 2 extra years we have here where we're not playing anybody. So it's a big time rivalry for sure, Adam.
What are you smiling for, Doran?
I'm just kind of pondering why that you know Penn State doesn't want to play Pitt. You know, right now I can't figure out a reason why.
I can't either. I just looked at their schedule the next 2 years. They got plenty of space. Does Penn State? All right, Pat, we appreciate your time as always. Thank you so much, and hopefully we can catch up a time or two here on the show before the season kicks off.
You got it. Thanks for having me on, and have a great weekend.
You too.
Hail to Pitt.
Thanks, Coach.
Thanks.
Pat Narduzzi. He always finds a way to get that one in there.
I think he was like kind of like biting his lip a little bit about that, you know, chiming in
well,
the last comment.
That's why you and I mean, we did the journalist thing there.
Yeah.
We kind of give it half a sec, see if he's going to say anything else. I respect the hell out of Pat Narduzzi because he goes on record and says, yeah, let's play the Backyard Brawl again next year. And let's play it the year after. And then at the end, he throws, we could play Penn State and West Virginia.
Yeah.
And I love it. I know West Virginia feels the same about Pitt.
Mm-hmm.
Penn State obviously does not. Penn State next year plays, well, let's do it this way. Penn State this year plays Nevada, FIU, and Villanova. Ah, scooch one of them out, play Pitt. Next year, they play Marshall, Temple, and Buffalo.
Wow.
The next year, Syracuse, Delaware, Temple. Then Ball State, Syracuse, UMass. Get the hell out of here.
What are we doing?
Get the hell out of here. And I'm just going to throw this out here right now. I know there's all this SEC, Big Ten jockeying right now. We need the automatic bids. The SEC is a much better football conference than the Big Ten. Now, I realize the Big Ten has won the last two national championships. I get that. But from a depth perspective, the SEC, for my money, a much deeper conference. Penn State last year played two games that really friggin' tested them. Seriously. I know they had trouble with Minnesota, but you go to Ohio State, you get Oregon in the Big Ten championship game. Other than that, they're a demonstrative favorite in every other game they play. You can make room for a regional rival. at a time where regional rivalries are going by the wayside all throughout college football. And I don't want to hear the Penn State fans don't care. You're playing Temple. You're playing Buffalo.
UMass.
You're playing Marshall. You're playing Delaware. You're playing Syracuse. You think friggin' Penn State fans want to watch Syracuse come to Beaver Stadium? No. And they'll tell us, oh, we're going to sell it. Now I'm on my soapbox. They'll tell us they're going to sell out no matter what. When West Virginia went down there 3 years ago now, it was one of the top five biggest crowds they've ever had at Beaver Stadium. Why? Regionality. All right, more reaction to what Pat Narduzzi had to say coming up next. I wanted to ask him about Desmond Reed, too. I mean, Desmond Reed comeback's a big deal.
Yeah, one of the most electrifying players in college football.
It would not shock me. I'll give a Desmond Reed prediction coming up next.
Okay.
But I want to react to some of what Pat Narduzzi had to say, and we can take a guess at whether or not College Game Day will be there next year for the Backyard Brawl. That's on the way coming up next. More Steeler stuff at the bottom of the hour.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Father's Day, whether that's a waffle maker for his beloved breakfast in bed.
Come to Papa.
Or new pickleball paddles for some friendly father-son competition.
Come to Papa! Yeah!
Or gifts like a steel shaker for his signature dad hat and cocktail.
Come to Papa.
Ooh. From cookware to sports gear, shop everything for Father's Day on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
It's a Friday on May 30th. So what better time than now to talk about college football? We can get into all the Steelers OTA stuff, and we'll talk to Chris Carter at the top of the hour, Buckos, and Noah Hiles at 8:35. Mackey's going to join us from 9 o'clock until 10. But let's react to some of the stuff Narduzzi told us in the last segment. I put it out there on Twitter. Narduzzi wants to play West Virginia every year, wants to play Penn State every year. And then we talked about it, and I went on a diatribe at the end of the last segment. Well, here's a text. Pitt is no different than Syracuse, no different than Temple. Stop acting like Pitt is Alabama. So I looked at the top 25 attendances in the history of Beaver Stadium. Every single game in the top 25, a conference game. Except, oh, this is weird. This is strange. Sixth highest attendance was West Virginia, a regional team. 24th highest attendance was against Pitt, 2019. Not seeing any other non-conference opponents on there. It's all the Nebraskas and the Michigans and the Iowas and the Ohio States. That's weird to me.
Yeah, very weird.
Because they've had Auburn in there, haven't they? Didn't they have Auburn in there? I think they had Auburn in there. Why didn't they get more people in there for Auburn than Pitt? Oh, it's because Penn State fans care.
Right.
They just like to pretend like they don't because they want to thumb their nose at Pitt. And I'm not even a Pitt guy. But I see it from the outside. Oh, it's just like Syracuse. Okay. All right. Let's see if Syracuse gets as many people in there as the Pitt and West Virginia games did.
Yeah, there's no, I mean, it comes down
That's
to...
That's facts right there.
It's facts. I mean, it honestly, whether, you know, you want to think something, you know, is not in front of your face or you do. And there's some Penn State people who will say that this is a fact. The fact is that Pitt is a thorn at times in Penn State's side whenever Penn State has
yes.
higher sights of what they want to do that season and what they can possibly do that season. They know that Pitt could come in here and if they were or go to Beaver Stadium or come to Pittsburgh, and if they play that game and Pitt beats them, that could ruin their season, whether it's the first, second game of the year or the last game of the year. It could ruin their season of what they want to accomplish that year. That's what it is.
Penn State fans always like to say, you go back to when Penn State won the conference but with two losses and they were left out of the playoff. Penn State fans say, well, it wasn't because we lost to Pitt. It's because we got blown out by Michigan.
Mm.
No, you had beat Pitt and had one loss to Michigan, and you win the Big Ten. I think they're in the college football playoff. Pitt kept them out of the college football playoff.
Yep.
I think you're exactly right.
Yep.
You don't want to take the risk. Plus, you've got Whipple, and you've got local recruiting, and you don't want to stub your toe in a game like that, and that's how they would view it, stub their toe. I'm not saying that's how it should be looked at, but that's how they would view it, stub your toe. And you lose out on a recruit or two.
Mm-hmm.
They're scared. Like I always say.
Pitt, I mean, in the whole, grand scheme of everything, I think it's looked at that Pitt has nothing to lose and Penn State has everything to lose.
That's why West Virginia doesn't play Marshall. Now, that's obviously a more extreme example because Marshall's not a Power 5 school, and I've said forever they should play. Marshall's got everything to gain. West Virginia's got everything to lose. Who cares? It's not playing Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
It's not playing Central Michigan. That's who Pitt plays in the second game of the season. We're always going to care when our favorite team plays, but the juices get going when you're playing a helmet game.
Yeah, I mean, think about just like the series that you could have around. I mean, think about how exciting this series has been, the back and forth with West Virginia and Pitt, and think about how exciting it is now that we know that the series possibly is going to go away, that it is in Morgantown, that Rich Rod is back.
Oh, my God.
Like, there's so much juice to this game because it's been built up from the start of this new series. The whole series builds up to each year, and it makes it even better. So it's like...
Apart from Notre Dame, who's Pitt's rival in the ACC? Like, I look around, I don't see... Not a real one, not one that feels like this. I look around for West Virginia. Oh, we got to play Iowa State. Like, I care. I don't care the same way.
Right.
Can I give my Desmond Reed prediction?
Yes.
Last year, he had 966 rushing yards, 184 carries. He had 52 catches for 580 yards. I think he's going to potentially lead the country in all-purpose yards this year.
Yeah, double that.
Double it?
Double.
He's going to rush for 2,000 yards?
No, I think it'd be 1,000.
That wouldn't shock me. And Pat said it. Second-year offensive coordinator. Second-year starting quarterback. That is such an advantage for Pitt over most teams. Continuity doesn't exist in a lot of instances anymore in college football. You return your quarterback, and a guy who he would banged up at the end of the year, Desmond Reed was. But if he stays healthy in the second year of an offense with Cade Bell and this quarterback in what should be an improved offensive line, I see no reason why he's not getting 1,000. He can even get 1,500 rushing yards, man.
Well, you say second-year Cade Bell offense, second-year quarterback, and, some returning stars on the offensive line, and you got some transfers that came in. But
right.
the real thing is the maturity of Desmond Reed this year too. Like he has another year.
Yeah, that's first year Power Five ball.
Right, to gain weight, knows, you know, got his feet wet, understands the game, going to get faster, going to get bigger, going to get stronger. Like that's what it's about. Like he's going to be a different player this year because he's just going to mature.
I'm sure Pitt fans are excited to watch Eli Holstein. Like if you were ranking, like who are you most excited about? That's the guy for me.
Oh yeah,
like that guy's. It pains me to say, he's a joy to watch.
Well, they have some studs. Like, I mean, on paper, they have some studs. Like, can they put it all together? It was a great year last year, obviously, up until the point where, you know, you're 7-0, and then obviously it went downhill. But they have some studs returning. I mean, even on defense, they have two of the best linebackers in the country. Simone Biles and
Simone Biles?
Rasheem Biles. I said Simone Biles. Rasheem Biles and Cal Lewis. Simone Biles.
You pulled a me.
I did.
Oh, they got Nastia Luke in it, inside linebacker.
Simone Biles, wow.
Sean Johnson, wide receiver one. Kenny Johnson.
Kenny Johnson.
You could have done Sean Johnson and Simone Biles.
I mean, they have three legitimately top 10 players coming back on their roster this year.
No doubt.
Two linebackers and a running back.
No doubt.
So, I mean, it should be a good year. I mean, I say that every year, but you got
to
do it.
Well, I thought the defense took a little while to catch up to the offense last year, and then when the defense started playing at its highest level, the offense got hurt.
Yep.
And now you've got those returners in the middle, in particular for that Pitt defense. I don't think it's going to take as long for the defense to get on track this year. And if you stay healthy offensively, yeah, I think Pitt can be pretty good. I haven't seen their win-loss over-under total.
It's usually around the same, right, every year?
7.5, something like yeah. that. Only, like, 14 teams had 8.5 or higher. So it's always skewed a little lower
right.
than what we're reality like winds half, up being.
Probably.
I'll look that up during the break. Also, we were talking about whether or not the Backyard Brawl could be College Game Day's game. We'll get into that briefly when we come back. And a card-carrying member of the Mike Tomlin fan club with some of the most scathing Mike Tomlin criticism we've ever seen.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Father's Day. Whether that's a waffle maker for his beloved breakfast in bed,
come to Papa.
Mm-mm. Mm.
Or new pickleball paddles for some friendly father-son competition.
Come to Papa! Yeah!
Or gifts like a steel shaker for his signature dad hat and cocktail.
Come to Papa.
Ooh. From cookware to sports gear, shop everything for Father's Day on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Well, that's funny timing. Texter, hey Crowley, would WVU want to play Waynesburg or W&J? See, these are the comments from Penn State fans that just drive me nuts. Because Pitt's the same as Waynesburg or W&J. Again, I'll say it one more time. Because I could wind up doing a whole show on this. It's very easy to get sucked in. If the Penn State-Pitt game doesn't matter, then why was it one of the highest attended games in the history of Beaver Stadium?
Mm-hmm.
When all the other games are conference games. That's statistically backed.
Yes.
More fans went to that game than Auburn fans and Penn State fans went to an SEC Big Ten cross-conference showdown. So, kiss my ass. But Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. Mike Tomlin got crushed by a card-carrying member of his fan club. We'll tell you who that is and what they said in a minute. I'm looking at the week three schedule next year of college football. And so many people are texting us right now that they love the college football talk on a Friday. We could break down OTAs a little bit more, Doran. Or not.
Nah.
Week three. So Pitt and West Virginia are going to play at 3:30. Backyard brawl on ESPN. You also got Wisconsin and Alabama at noon. You got Georgia and Tennessee at 3:30. On ABC, that's in Tennessee.
Mm.
And then you've got Florida and LSU at 7:30 on ABC. So any of those matchups, obviously, could wind up being college game day. But they go to Alabama all the time. They go to LSU all the time. They've been to Tennessee lately. Throw the backyard brawl a bone. And I think both teams are going to be 2-0. That's not exactly a massive prediction. I think both teams are going to be 2-0 going into the game, Doran.
Well, I think it really comes down to one thing, right? I mean, the sexy option to me would be to go to Tennessee and obviously Tennessee-Georgia. Like, that's going to be a big game. Obviously, big SEC game, a lot of people in Tennessee. Obviously, that you know, the atmosphere is going to be popping. But the biggest deciding factor of where game day goes that day is Pat McAfee.
Oh yeah!
I mean, he has a lot of sway. He has a lot of you know, power, I guess, at ESPN. I mean, he's on College Game Day. This is his, you know, school. Everybody knows that the Backyard Brawl is one of the biggest rivalries in college football. If he has the most sway that we all think he does, I think he could sway the masses to send College Game Day to his former school.
Yes.
And it's not like West Virginia's playing, you know, I don't know, you know, Syracuse, right? It is one of the biggest rivalries in college football. So I think he's the deciding factor of where it goes that day.
They had the game day desk there when the rivalry got reignited a couple of years ago in the Devonshire pick six game. So I think that makes a lot of sense. Do it there. You'll have more time to get to Tennessee or LSU or Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Wisconsin, Alabama, that's kind of a unique game. But you could go to an SEC game every friggin' week, and a lot of times they do. I know that last year when West Virginia opened up against Penn State, they had the Big Noon Kickoff broadcast there. But McAfee did his show from Morgantown on Friday.
Right.
So I could see him doing the same thing on Friday, roll it right into game day.
Yeah.
And you and me being sober for not a lot of time that weekend.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, that makes the most sense, right? I mean, why wouldn't they? They usually play Kate to him. ESPN does. To a lot of his things, a lot of his deals.
I mean, he's going to be there on Friday. You might as well. Don't get on a plane.
Right.
Don't make him get on a plane. Help Pat out. All right, we'll see where that goes. Coming up next, so we can have more time to talk about it, one of the card-carrying members of Mike Tomlin's fan club, throwing some shade. You can text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. You can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. 50-minute mark on the fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. Chris Carter of the Post-Gazette going to be joining us at 8 o'clock, about 12 minutes from right now. Jordan Schultz, Big-time NFL insider reporting the Steelers have had preliminary conversations with multiple teams about potentially adding another playmaker on offense, one that will complement DK Metcalf. We'll go over some of the possibilities with Chris again coming up at the top of the hour. Right now, Tyler Dunn, one of the great feature writers in the NFL, who has always been a huge Mike Tomlin fan, he wrote this. The quarterback position, however, has become Tomlin's ghastly blind spot. Players who love the guy don't understand it. At one point last season, I chatted with one of his former quarterbacks about this dichotomy, and he could only shake his head as if this is the greatest mystery in the NFL. More and more national writers, national talking heads are coming around on this Tomlin fallacy that he's Teflon and, boy, he squeezes every last ounce out of the team. He's responsible for these quarterbacks. But last year, I mean, really, you can go back every year the last 5 years and go, what the hell are you doing at quarterback? Last year was really strange, man.
Mm-hmm.
4-2 Justin Fields. When all Tomlin's talking about is quarterback mobility, quarterback mobility, quarterback mobility. Guy who had a quarterback rating of over 90 in every game. He sits him down for Russell Wilson. Then they get hot with Russell Wilson. And Tomlin looks like a genius. But then after he throws for 500 damn yards, 400 yards against the Cincinnati Bengals. Whoa. Too much checking at the line. Like, you benched Fields so you could be better at throwing the football. Then when you have your best throwing game since Ben Roethlisberger in 2018, you pull the reins back on him? I'm happy people are seeing it for what it is now. The guy doesn't know what he's doing at quarterback.
Well, I mean, you start off as a defensive backs coach, right? And then you're a D coordinator, and then you find yourself becoming a head coach of an NFL team. You still have your defense intact and you have your defensive mentality. But at that same time, on the offensive side of the ball, whenever you are a head coach, you have a Hall of Fame quarterback. So he's never had to worry about it.
That's right.
Never had to learn about how to manage quarterbacks ever. Maybe the 1 year when Ben got hurt and Duck Hodges. You know, we saw kind of there. But he also knew that Ben Roethlisberger was going to be the quarterback the following year. He never really had to worry about it. I mean, honestly, in his whole entire career as being a coach, whether it was position coach or head coach, now he's like, oh, man, like I know every part of the game. I mean, obviously, this is what we think. This is our opinion. I know every part of the game, but that is a blind spot. Like, I don't know how to handle quarterback.
I mean, even back, you mentioned the Duck Hodges, Mason Rudolph here. I mean, people would argue he didn't do the right stuff then.
Right.
I mean, should Duck Hodges have ever been given an opportunity? He was undrafted out of Samford. He had a pop gun arm. Confidence. I mean, we talk about this time of the year. This is when people were talking, you know what? This Duck Hodges, he actually kind of looks pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't play that guy.
Right.
They never should have played that guy. No offense. And boy, has he lived a great life because
good
of
for him. Good for him.
What's her name?
I forget. Lainey Wilson.
Yeah, Lainey Wilson. They're engaged now.
Yeah. Good for him.
What's he doing these days, I wonder?
Yeah, chilling. Living off of his name, probably.
What is she worth? I'm on it.
Enough. Enough to provide. Provide his...
Her net worth's only $4 million. That sounds wrong. But I don't know anything about country music. Hey, Kale!
I mean, but when...
What do you know about Lady?
When has Mike Tomlin really had to, you know, kind of oversee and manage quarterbacks ever in his just coaching career? Never. Like most head coaches have had to do that at some point. I mean, think about every head coach in the NFL. I mean, outside of maybe, you know, the coach for the Lions.
I mean, I even think about Buffalo and McDermott, and they gave him Josh Allen
right.
A little bit of leeway there.
Right.
I mean, his first couple of years, he was no good. I mean, he had like 56% completion percentage. It looked like this guy, get the guy from Wyoming. He can't hit the broadside of a barn. They developed that guy. Yeah, Tomlin inherited Ben. And you kind of set it and forget it offensively.
Yeah.
Ben, you do your thing.
It's not an easy job, but it's a nice job whenever you walk into a situation and Michael Jordan is there.
Like, right.
You know what I'm saying?
I'll tell you what, Phil Jackson overrated. I'm just going to throw that one in there. What, he won 10 championships? Six with the Bulls.
Right, and then Kobe.
And then he's got Kobe and Shaq,
yeah.
For God's
sake. I mean,
sakes.
It's not a bad situation.
The triangle offense. Yeah, you know what? Roll the ball out there.
It's not bad. It's not bad, you know, if you're Mike Sullivan, you walk into a situation, you got Sidney Crosby in his prime.
And, you know, managing those egos to that point is not easy. Like, coaching a superstar, not easy. But I'd rather do that than inherit Duck Hodges.
Right.
And look, they won 8 games that year, which was something of a miracle. And Tomlin did a good job to get them even to that point, I guess. But, I mean, every way you turn, they've screwed quarterback up along the way. And I'm just happy. I guess I'm bringing this up just to point it out that people are seemingly catching on outside of Pittsburgh.
I mean, Crowley, look at Bill Belichick. He's another example. I mean, one of the greatest coaches we've ever seen coach NFL football. But whenever his Hall of Fame, arguably best football player ever quarterback left, then what happened?
Didn't look so hot.
Right.
And you take a swing on Mac Jones. Ugh.
Right.
Yikes. Who had a decent first year and led him to the playoffs, but it was Mac Jones.
It's a nice situation to be in whenever you don't have to worry about that side of the ball. Mike Tomlin's never really had to worry about that side of the ball. And I think that carried over whenever Ben did retire and Matt Canada was the offensive coordinator. I don't think he was like, that's your offense. Like, I'll step in whenever I feel like I need to. And maybe he stepped in and didn't have it wasn't in sync of what was going on. And that's why it probably looked bad.
We heard that from Jalen Warren when Canada got fired. And you had the two-headed monster at offensive coordinator, the interim guys. Oh, they're telling us why we're doing stuff now.
Crazy.
They didn't know what they were doing.
Crazy.
With Matt Canada. And that's Mike Tomlin's fault. Like, everyone could see that was a bad hire to begin with, and everybody could see after a year that he shouldn't be the offensive coordinator. I mean, Doug Whaley was on it from day one. Doug was like, why did they hire this guy? Next closest warm body. What are you doing? All right, Chris Carter of the Post-Gazette is going to join us next, and we'll get into some of these potential weapon options that are out there for the Steelers. Jordan Schultz saying the Steelers are poking around, trying to find one. First, though, fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Today, high is 66, low of 54. That's Zach Frazier's number, Norm. 54. Hmm. Mountaineer. Plays for the Steelers. Hmm.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Father's Day. Whether that's a waffle maker for his beloved breakfast in bed.
Come to Papa.
Mm-mm.
Mm.
Or new pickleball paddles for some friendly father-son competition.
Come to Papa. Yeah!
Or gifts like a steel shaker for his signature Dad Hatton cocktail.
Come to Papa.
Ooh. From cookware to sports gear, shop everything for Father's Day on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Hey, Fidelity. What's it cost to invest with the Fidelity app?
Start with as little as $1 with no account fees or trade commissions on U.S. stocks and ETFs.
That's music to my ears.
I can only talk.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Zero account fees apply to retail brokerage accounts only. Sell order assessment fee not included. A limited number of ETFs are subject to a transaction-based service fee of $100. See full list at fidelity.com/commissions. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.